Well, joining us right now to discuss the COVID situation in his city is Brockton Mayor Robert Sullivan. Mr. Mayor, good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Dan. Good afternoon. And I'm sorry I'm a little late. We had a major water main leak this morning here in the city of Champion. So we've been able to minimize it and mitigate it. So I'm apologize. I was talking to the DPW commissioner. So I do thank you for letting me come on. And if I could give you the update, we are consistent. Hasn't changed from the last couple of weeks, but our death count is still 434. Current active cases in COVID are down to 22, which is really great, and it's really amazing. And total cases overall, Dan, we're at 14,178. We were able to have two very successful clinics at our middle schools this week, Brockton Public Schools, second shots of Pfizer both Monday and Tuesday, about 800 children. And as you know, Brockton Public Schools concluded their academic year, so their summer vacation started yesterday.
All right, so I'm glad you brought that up because I was going to ask you, of course, the last day of school has taken place this week. How would you say the school year went overall?
You know, it was, listen, I'm a dad of three kids. So my three kids, much like a lot of children, were dealing with, you know, being in front of the computer. And the teachers and staff and administrators and the students themselves were exceptional. So, you know, we were 100% remote for a long period of time. And, you know, I will say that we ended up the year very strong academically. And I really I'm proud of everybody. As mayor, I also chair the school committee here in Brockton. So, again, from Superintendent Mike Thomas to the seven school committee members, but really it's the staff and the students themselves. So they are out. Two of my kids got out yesterday, so summer started. And but we continue to be, you know, really vigilant, educating people that have not been vaccinated yet, giving the information and multiple languages, of course. So, you know, our mantra right now is to get as many shots in the arms as folks as we can, and that's what we're doing, and that's our cause and our purpose right now.
Now, with school out, of course, that means summer activities. What's that looking like for this year? I know we talked a little bit about that last week.
Yeah, no. So our summer pools are going to be open. We're hiring for our DPW and our parks department. The school side is hiring as well. Summer jobs for our youth, which is key. A lot of available academic and athletic resources over the summer. We're partnering again with Camp Massasoit and the YMCA, Old Colony YMCA. So, you know, we are having the mayor's, you know, summer programs in the evening up at Brockton High as well. So we are really providing a lot of opportunities for the boys and girls in the city of Brockton. And, you know, that's something that's it's exciting because if you look at last summer, it was completely different. So it's starting to turn the corner to whatever they call the new normal is. But we are providing a lot of opportunities here in the city of Champions.
And businesses are definitely continuing their reopening plans. I understand a beer garden is opening now in the city.
Yeah, I mean, we have Provo, which is the beer garden. It's actually starting tonight, so it's going to be Thursdays and Friday nights. It's in the Sycamore Grove area of the city of Brockton, right where the old Bat Bus Terminal used to be off of downtown. So it starts tonight, and it's going to go throughout the summer in conjunction with the Brockton Redevelopment Authority. So my initiative, Open for Business, which was we discussed last week, we actually had a great symposium this week. We probably had about 60 business people come and share best practices and barriers and really create a stepping stone for success in the city of Brockton. So it is open for business, and we are called the City of Champions for a reason, and it's really an honor and a privilege to serve as the mayor of my hometown.
Now, one thing we did touch on a little bit, you're still doing vaccine outreach, vaccine hesitancy. That's still an issue you're dealing with?
We are. Every Thursday, we have a standing clinic, about 60 to 80 people on average at the Cape Verdean Association. We're still doing our every Saturday at the Shaw Center, and that's led by our Board of Health and our school nurses. And then every day, Monday through Friday, still the Brockton Neighborhood Health Center is doing shots up at the Shaw Center. But we're also doing the clinics around the city, the pop-up clinics, as we call them. We're going to the supermarkets and the like. So today, we're at a couple high-rises and low-rises in the city of Brockton. So we're going to continue to educate and inform, and anybody that wants a shot, you know, and ready, willing, and able to provide that service.
Now, as I've heard that blood is still needed. Can you comment at all on that?
Yeah, I mean, there has been an ask from the Red Cross as well of people, and they're all looking for all different types. So, again, if people are looking to donate, I know the Red Cross is definitely looking for, you know, to increase their blood supply here in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. I think it's national as well, quite honestly. So Again, you know, our role as elected officials is to have a safe, healthy community, a thriving economic community, and provide services to the residents. So, you know, we're starting to do that, and it's truly an exciting time right now. But it's also, you know, a sad time because we have lost so many people. So we'll never forget that, and we'll just continue to work together in a collaborative manner.
Now, there are two upcoming events that I want to talk to you about. First off is the Athena Awards, and I understand you will be speaking there.
The Athena Awards is tomorrow. It's a wonderful annual event, you know, sponsored by the Metro South Chamber of Commerce and led by Chris Cooney, the CEO, and that's tomorrow. We also have a Father's Day Peace Walk that we do every year on Sunday. So if you're a dad, I want to wish you a happy day. For anybody listening right now, enjoy your Father's Day. And then, of course, Juneteenth. Like, Juneteenth is Saturday, and we have a wonderful event here, 2 to 4 outside of City Hall as well. So there's a lot going on in the city of Brockton, and I'm sure there's a lot going on through Plymouth County and the Commonwealth. But, you know, it's exciting times right now.
And one little thing I did want to ask you about. We've been hearing a lot about the South Shore Bear. Any sightings in Brockton that you're aware of?
I have not seen, is it Boo Boo? I have not seen
yes.
Boo Boo yet. No, I haven't seen Boo Boo. I've seen a lot of fox and coyotes recently in the city of Brockton, and the turkeys are everywhere, but I haven't seen Boo Boo the bear yet.
All righty, Mr. Mayor. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
As always, thank you, Dan. Be well, be safe, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.